Joseph, now show him what happened today.
Yes, sir. This morning, day before Christmas, about 10 a.m. Bedford Falls time.
Oh, hey, Ernie!
Perhaps it's no coincidence George Bailey's crucial night came just as the first UFOs were reported over America. While there's no hard evidence, there are indications the businessman interacted with a highly advanced race. For example, at the beginning of his tale, a conversation takes place among the stars, in which an intervention in human affairs is discussed. Only one member of this race is seen, Clarence Oddbody, who bears the rank of AS2. Apparently, his society is hierarchical and perhaps based on a military model. During a pre-mission briefing, these aliens seem aware of both past and future events.
Sit down.
Sit down? What do we...
If you're going to help a man, you want to know something about him, don't you?
Well, naturally, of course.
Well, keep your eyes open. See the town?
Where? I don't see a thing.
Oh, I forgot. You haven't got your wings yet. Now look, I'll help you out. Concentrate.
And it seems their alien powers include a tool which would seem miraculous, even today. Apparently, they could shift into a parallel universe. A universe without a George Bailey.
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Ooh, you mustn't say things like that. Wait a minute. That's an idea. What do you think? Yeah, that'll do it. All right. You've got your wish. You've never been bored.
Professor Susan Gardner, who's a physicist at the University of Kentucky, strongly emphasizes she's a faithful believer in the original interpretation. Still, theoretically, Gardner admits George Bailey may have shifted into a parallel universe, a universe with no George Bailey.
In principle, that's just a hypothesis. It doesn't have to be so. It can be so. And it would be, I don't know of any experiment that can rule it out, nor rule it in. But as soon as you say it's possible, then you can speculate on other possibilities.
While there's some science that indicates parallel universes exist, Gardner says there's no known physical theory which even suggests people could travel from one universe to another. Secondly, as conjectured, the number of parallel universes could be infinite. So Clarence, who's described as having the IQ of a rabbit, would have an easier time picking a Triple Crown winner.
As far as we know, this way to think about quantum mechanics is completely abstract, that we don't know of any tangible way of going from one reality to another. And moreover, being able to find a reality that's so similar to what George actually had, but it's only adjusted in this very fine detail, just somehow boggles the imagination.
Given such odds, there's an explanation much more plausible than alien abduction. George Bailey may have been delirious.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
The disappearance of $8,000 left the CEO of the Bailey Brothers Savings and Loan Association despondent and violent. Seeking comfort in alcohol, he begins to drink and then suffers two blows to the head, one in a barroom brawl and the other in a car accident. UK neurologist Kevin Nelson says the combination could have sparked a physiological response.
It would have been more of what we call delirium. The psychiatrist calls delirium. The neurologist calls encephalopathy. These are words that really signify the same thing. And it's a confused state where you become disoriented, and you may have a long narrative that has no direct basis in reality, but may actually call upon elements of reality.
Unlike a normal dream, a delirium borrows freely from a person's memories and would seem very real to George Bailey. Plus, delirium can happen very quickly. George's angelic vision begins and ends at the same place on a snow-covered bridge, suggesting it might have lasted just a few seconds. As he considers suicide, the neurologist says George Bailey's body could have gone into survival mode, sparking a near-death experience.
He was confronting the most imminent danger, and his body was reacting to that. And he brought that confrontation into the narrative of his delirium, a delirium that was very likely triggered by his intoxicated state as well as his concussive head injury.
In exploring George Bailey's vision, it's important to remember his trip into an alternate reality did nothing to resolve his fiscal problems.
Only one way you can help me. You don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you, do
you? Oh, no, we don't use money in heaven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting it. Comes in pretty handy down here, bub.
Oh, tut, tut, tut.
I found it out a little late.
If not for the generous people of Bedford Falls, it seems likely the businessman would have done hard time. Instead of a financial bailout, George Bailey got an attitude adjustment. He grew from a frustrated young man into a man who treasured his life. To one of Kentucky's foremost experts on angelic behavior, that's exactly the kind of work done by the heavenly host.
Angel isn't the actual name of the being. It's a function. It comes from the Greek word angelos, meaning a messenger.
The Most Reverend Ronald Gaynor is Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Lexington.
So when we talk about an angel, it's a purely spiritual created being who's been sent by God to bring some message for the person's good.
Bishop Gaynor points out several angels also have names, and those names mean something. For example, in Hebrew, Raphael means God heals. Michael means God's hero, and Gabriel means like God. Coincidentally, perhaps, in Latin, Clarence means luminous. There are other indications of Clarence's divine origins. To the Catholic bishop, the existence of angels makes theological sense. Gaynor says people who are finite beings made of flesh and spirit would need someone as a go-between between themselves and a purely spiritual infinite divinity.
Greek philosophers pre-Christian times would argue that there is a hierarchy of being or a chain in being. And if we don't posit something between the human person and God, then there's a gap.
Bishop Gaynor says biblical angels take on different appearances. In Genesis, three angels in human form predict Abraham and his wife Sarah will soon be parents. In the Gospel, according to Luke, a host of angels scare the heck out of some shepherds. And in the Acts of the Apostles, an angel breaks St. Peter out of jail. And sometimes, Gaynor says, angels use psychology.
Angels often appear in dreams and give God's message again. If the message comes from God, they're simply the carriers.
So there seems to be some common ground between the bishop and the neurologist. Life-changing experiences can happen solely inside someone's head. And whether an angelic vision or a delirium or a near-death experience, they can profoundly change the direction of lives. Neurologist Kevin Nelson.
They bear tremendously important fruit. They do change our lives for the better. And they do give us direction. And they do give our life greater or more full meaning. George would be forever changed. These are very lifelong, lasting experiences.
And Bishop Ronald Gaynor adds, people like George Bailey must also choose change.
Help me, Clarence, please. Please. I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
There are different ways to look at Clarence, as a real angel, as a product of George Bailey's psyche, or as a space alien. And George Bailey's trip might have been miraculous, delirium, or a visit into another dimension. However, there is agreement on the result. Through a powerful, life-changing experience, George Bailey made himself into a contented man. And most folks hope Clarence earned a promotion. For WEKU News, I'm Charles Compton.